This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers launches zero pending file campaign nationwide starting from today. Campaign to curb delays in government offices. Ministry of Health and Population urges uninterrupted health services despite two-day holiday. Ministry assures reforms to make healthcare more systematic and sustainable. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung directs security officials to act tough to control criminal activities. And United States announces Iran port blockade amid rising tensions. Now the news in detail. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has launched a nationwide zero pending file campaign starting today to address delays in decision making across government offices. The campaign aims to prevent unnecessary forwarding of files to higher authorities and ensure timely service delivery. Accordingly, the government has already made public the guidelines for the operation of the Zero Pending File Week Campaign 2082. Under newly issued guidelines, files pending for more than 3, 7 or 15 days will undergo automatic review. The government has said the campaign running until April 20 will help ensure accountability, quicker decisions and better management of official tasks by resolving issues at the appropriate level without delays. The property details of Prime Minister Balendra Shah and the members of the Council of Ministers has been made public. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers released the property details of the Prime Minister and the Ministers yesterday evening. The property details were released following the Cabinet decision. According to the press statement, the details of the property could be obtained from the website of the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. The Ministry of Health and Population has called on all public health institutions to ensure continuous services despite the government's decision to implement a two-day weekly holiday. In a statement issued yesterday, the ministry stressed that patients should not face difficulties during public holidays and appreciated hospitals for continuing OPD services in many facilities. It also acknowledged concerns raised by doctors and health workers, assuring that efforts are underway to address them. Meanwhile, Health Minister Nisha Mehta inspected Bir Hospital and Shahid Gangalal National Heart Center yesterday, directing officials to improve sanitation, ensure adequate medicine supply, and adopt more accessible and technology-friendly management systems. The ministry said it is working on a long-term plan to make healthcare delivery more systematic and sustainable while urging continued cooperation from health professionals. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has instructed the security officials to act tough to control criminal activities including the drug abuse. Instructing the chiefs of the district security bodies in Chitwan yesterday, the Home Minister said the security bodies should work professionally to maintain good governance and control drug abuse. Chief of District Police Office in Chitwan, Govindapuri, said that the Home Minister asked the police officials to ensure a prompt public service delivery, giving a sense of transformation. Meanwhile, Minister Gurung made an on-site inspection of the under-construction Butwal-Gaidakot Road under the East-West Highway yesterday. He also acquired information about the problems seen during the construction. Similarly, Home Minister Gurung yesterday also took information about the under-construction Butwal-Gorusinghe Road. Speaker of the House of Representatives Dol Prasad Aryal has expressed his commitment to carrying out his duties in a neutral way, keeping the nation and people in the centre. At a programme organised by the Federation of Nepali Journalists FNJ in Thading yesterday, the speaker stated that he would work with integrity and impartiality in both the formulation and implementation of laws. Speaker Aryal also expressed his commitment to advancing the lawmaking process through a fast-track approach in order to directly benefit the public. The speaker further added that continuous pressure would be exerted on the government to ensure the implementation of the Budi Gandaki project. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal held separate meetings with ministers of Mauritius and Singapore on the sideline of the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. Minister Khanal is currently in Port Louis, the capital or city of Mauritius, in course of his participation in the conference. According to the information shared by Foreign Ministry, on the occasion Minister Khanal held separate meetings with Minister for Foreign Affairs, Regional Integrity and International Trade of Mauritius, Dhananjay Ramphal, and Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Social and Family Development of Singapore, Zulkarnain Abdul Rahim. During the meeting, Foreign Minister Khanal discussed various issues including strengthening mutual relations, regional cooperation, bilateral welfare and shared interest. Chairperson of the National Assembly, Narayan Prasad Dahal, paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Paudel at latter's office yesterday. On the occasion, Chairperson Dahal informed President Paudel that he was going to attend the General Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union to be held in Turkey. According to President's personal secretariat, Chairperson Dahal and President Paudel also discussed contemporary issues. Preparation for a nationwide economic survey has been over. The National Statistics Office informed that enumerators and supervisors reached respective areas for the count. The economic census is beginning from the 15th of April. As per schedule, data collection from field will complete by the 21st of June. Finance Minister Dr. Swarni Mwagle has urged all industrial entities, enterprises and concerned persons to involve actively in economic census. Minister for Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has underscored the need for conserving biodiversity and plants and utilizing forest products to generate employment. In her address to the National Plant Day event in the federal capital yesterday, Minister Chaudhary viewed the conservation of biodiversity was linked to food security, employment and economic development. However, it is worrying to see growing impacts of climate change owing to human activities. Asa Bhosle, one of the most iconic and versatile voices in the Indian music history, passed away yesterday at the age of 92. She has left behind a legacy that shaped the soundscape of Indian cinema and music for over 8 decades. She had been admitted to the hospital on Saturday evening following extreme exhaustion and a chest infection. Born in 1933, Asa Bhosle began her musical journey at a young age, rising to prominence in the 1950s and eventually becoming one of the most celebrated playback singers in the world. Her voice, playful, emotive and endlessly adaptable, defined generations of music lovers across India and beyond. Bhosle has also contributed significantly to Nepal's music sector through her songs. In 2011, she was acknowledged by Guinness World Records as the most recorded artist in the music history. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The United States military says it will begin a blockade of Iranian ports from today in a move that has heightened tensions in the region. According to the BBC, President Donald Trump stated that U.S. naval forces would restrict ships linked to Iran, while officials clarified that commercial vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz to other destinations would not be blocked. Oil prices have risen above $100 amid market concerns. Iran has warned that any military presence near the shipping route would face a strong response, with its leadership saying the country will not yield to threats. The developments come after recent talks in Islamabad failed to produce an agreement. Washington says the negotiations collapsed over Iran's nuclear program, while Tehran maintains that progress was close but hindered by excessive demands. The situation is adding to uncertainty over regional stability and global energy supplies. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan regions, partly cloudy in the hills, and mainly fair weather in the Tarai region today. With the partial influence of westerly winds and local winds, there is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces and at one or two places in the remaining parts of the region today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers launches Zero Pending File campaign nationwide starting from today. Campaign to curb delays in government offices. Ministry of Health and Population urges uninterrupted health service despite two-day holiday. Ministry assures reforms to make healthcare more systematic and sustainable. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung directs security officials to act off to control criminal activities. And United States announces Iran port blockade amid rising tensions. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.